Coming. Who is it?
This is a Big Bird.
Yes. Please come in. Marcellus, honey, they're here. He'll be right in, sir.
Thank you.
No, thank you, sir. We're honored to have this chance to serve our country. You guys can put that prisoner over there.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Honored to make your acquaintance, sir. Welcome to my humble abode, mi casa es su casa. I know you're a busy man, even more so than myself, so I won't waste your time with idle chit-chat. How exactly may I serve you?
Well, Mr. Wallace, we caught this gentleman of Arab extraction creeping around a water treatment plant here in L.A., carrying about 5 pounds of cyanide powder.
Ain't that about a bitch? Hey there, Muhammad. What you thinking there? A lot of niggas gotta drink that water. Here, let's get that tape off your mouth.
Oh, death to America and Jews. Death to Bush.
You will please show some respect.
Nonsense like that's all we've been able to get out of him. Can't interrogate him the way I'd like. Constitution, Miranda rights, and such. Interrogate, you idiot! Stupid president cannot even speak on language.
You about a slow learning, son of a bitch. What I say about respect? I'll get back to you in a minute. Sheila, stick a sock in here.
No, I meant interrogate. Pull your intestines out through your damn throat and see if you want to talk then.
Spoken like a true Texan, Mr. President.
Those who know tell me that you'd be the one who could get him to talk.
Oh, yes, sir. By the time I get done with him, he'll be telling us everything he knows, right down to confessing every time he's ever played with his pecker.
Plus, we'd have trouble actually prosecuting him in a court, since we didn't have a search warrant and such what.
I wouldn't worry about all that, Mr. President. Besides telling us things he didn't think he even knew, the video I send you will doubtless help you convince his compatriots to talk. Oh, yeah. He'll be begging for the sweet release of a death that won't come.
Well, I got no idea who you are or how you got hold of this guy. Gotta go now.
Yes, sir. It's an honor to serve my country. Well, now, hillbilly boy. Looks like it's just us chickens now. Let's get that sock out your mouth, because you definitely got some talking to do. Sheila, darling, you want to turn that camera on?
Yes, sir, boss honey. I'll get right on it.
You were questioning me on videotape? I laugh at your interrogation.
Nah, you don't quite get the picture yet. I wouldn't call this so much an interrogation as a snuff film.
What is snuff film?
Snuff film mean I'ma call a couple of hard pipe-hitting niggas to go to work on you and sell VHS and DVD films of you being slowly tortured to death. My market research indicates a great potential mass audience for just such entertainment. A lot of folk pay good money to see one of y'all getting yours. God bless the American capitalist system.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. God bless the freaking USA. Tape rolling, baby. One I should put on the nurse outfit?
Yes, ma'am. And the wig. Nah, the reddish brown one. I'll go ahead and start. Come on out when you're dressed.
I'll be there in 2 shakes of a silent lamb's tail.
Great holy Allah, what are you doing with top hat and cane?
Shut up. First rule, you speak when spoken to, bitch. All right, here goes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, grieving families of 911 victims, and all you sick bitches that just like to watch someone suffer. You can call me MC Angel of Wrath. And entering stage right will be our Angel of Mercy, Nurse Sheila, whose job it is to keep this sack of crap alive through at least a few days of our creative interrogation being staged for your gratification so that we got enough for at least 2 hours of highlights before we bury his carcass in a hole with a hog that died with the anthrax. See if that don't slow down your entrance into paradise.
First, I would like to thank the Academy.
Thousands of comedians out of work.
Sorry, baby. Couldn't help myself. Anyway, I got the stuff, smelly salt, bandages, medicines, and IVs, plus good stiff vitamins and herbs. You're definitely going to need some ginseng to keep up your strength, and a juice extractor. Mmm, delicious, nutritious carrot juice. Nurse Sheila's going to take good care of you.
Whore! You're a slut with smart mouth, walking around with your bare face exposed like American prostitute you are. Red hair flowing in breeze like flames of hell.
That'll be Miss Whore to you.
And that, of course, is the star of our show. He hasn't given us any name yet, so we've been calling him Mohammed. This is too long and honorific, however, so let's just shorten it and say his name is Mud. First of all, Monsieur Mud, you may wish to note that that is my red-headed whore. Therefore, if we catch your little dried-up desert pecker getting hard, we'll have to cut it right off, in strict accordance with Muslim law.
Wait, no, there is no such thing in Quran. You just made that up.
Yeah, well, y'all showed such great creativity in making up stuff to say that the Quran told you to crash the World Trade Center and spread some nasty anthrax, so it seemed reasonable to me to extrapolate a little in kind. Yeah, we're gonna make a woman out of you. And then after that, things are gonna start getting a little rough.
Allah is great. Allah is good. All you can do is kill me. Then I get to heaven with 72 virgins.
Yeah, and don't forget you get the lake of stew and whiskey too, and you can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the big rock candy mountain. But it's going to be a good long while before you get to wherever it is you go on the other side. I plan on you sticking with us for perhaps several months of our own special house blend of psychological therapy come entertainment. Death therapy, Bob, which among other things will involve pliers and blow torches and definitely will involve some goddamn box cutters. You hear me, Middle Eastern hillbilly boy? I'm gonna get medieval on your dumb ass.
Allah is great. Allah is good. He will strike down with vengeance against infidels.
Oh, soon you'll be renouncing your pitiful Allah and your miserable mama. I predict you'll be begging to suck the Pope's cock. You'll pray that a mountain might fall on you, but it won't happen. And then besides priced own videos for the American market, we're going to send several copies to your comrades at Al Jazeera Television. So heads up, all Muslims with intent to do us harm. You may or may not find yourself in some cushy afterlife. But if you get caught in my hood, I will guarantee you're going to be spending what will seem like an eternity with me first. And you'll have to ask yourself if it's worth it. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
Number 9, number 9. Ooh, baby, you know how it turns me on when you get all biblical.
And that's why you're my favorite employee. Ah, yes, that'll be the first shift.
Not them niggers from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Couple of rocks, and they'll be good to go.
Okay, I'll talk. I tell you everything.
No, not yet. I'll tell you when.
Gee, Mr. Mud, sorry about your bad luck. Oh, you're going to wish it was the Israelis who had you. Aw, oh, gee, you've seemed already wet yourself. I'm sure Allah is so proud of you. Want mommy to take diaper off your head and put it down where it's needed.
Got the camera set up in the dungeon?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let's roll.